Oh, sorry. No, I'm not dying. I have no clue what to even write. Well, I thought that if you let me hang out here for a while, I'd be inspired by the change in scenery, maybe? No, seriously, I've barely written a single thing. Here, let me grab my current word count. There. 51. 51 words. Stop laughing, you jerk. You don't understand how difficult it is. No, I'm not working on anything super important. It's just, it's hard to write something that you think people will enjoy while also making sure that it seems at least, you know, somewhat authentic and without embarrassing myself at the same time. Well, it's just the subject matter itself is a bit embarrassing, you know? Yeah, when I asked if I could come over to work on a project, I was being vague on purpose. It's a little risque. Oh, now I really have your attention, eh? Okay, fine. Well, you use Reddit, right? I assume sometimes you venture into the more not safe for work subs. Yeah, I don't believe you. Well, anyway, there's this subreddit called Gone Wild Audio, and you record yourself, like just your voice, acting out different sexual scenarios. And sometimes people write scripts that you can fill, but I'm not really confident enough to try them, so I'm just writing my own scenarios and seeing how they do. Well, so far I've done a semi-public blowjob in the museum one, and a teacher begs for anal sex one. And those are the two that I've posted. I've also written a using your free use wife while she cooks supper, and your girlfriend thinks you're overworked so she surprises you with a threesome one, but I haven't recorded them yet. What I wanted to do was to write a third one today, and then after recording them, I would just upload them in order of whichever one turned out best, but I have no more ideas. Okay, you know, yeah, I actually kind of like that one. Is that a fantasy of yours or something? Blackmailing the uptight librarian? Oh my god, seriously, don't be embarrassed. I just admitted the most embarrassing thing in the world to you, and strangely, I feel just fine. But yeah, even though that's a good idea, the librarian one, I'm not really sure how to even get started. Like, maybe he catches her playing with herself at her desk or something, and he won't report her if she does what he says. Okay. Yeah, I could definitely try that for sure. I know that at a certain point, I'll just kind of, like, hit a wall, you know? Well, I think the problem is that I already know I'm going to get tripped up when it comes to the, you know, fucking part of the script. I mean, you don't want every audio to sound the same, right? But at the same time, there's only so much you can say. And, well, you know I'm not exactly, like, experienced in these matters. Honestly, it's kind of my way to explore my sexuality, but it's hard not having that real-life experience to draw from, you know? Sometimes I kind of wish I had, like, a partner or something. A real-life person to collaborate with, and I could just get ideas that way. Oh, yeah, sure. Wait, you're not joking? Well, I mean, honestly, I would be lying if I said I never thought about it, but we've been friends for so long, and if I had, you know, made a move on you and it went poorly, I'd hate myself for ruining that friendship, you know? No, I had no idea you felt the same. Don't you agree that it's kind of risky, though? Well, you're more confident than I am. I guess, really, all we would be doing is just research for my hobby. Just really hands-on research. Okay. Are you sure about this? all right, maybe let's just... I guess we could act out some things we think these characters would do. Okay. No, let's give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Hey, wait, no. Stop, we can't kiss. I don't know how to do that sound effect yet. Sorry. Besides kissing, what do you think this character would want the librarian to do to him? Okay. A blowjob. So, maybe to start, you could just give me some feedback. Maybe show me what guys like during a blowjob. Is that weird? Yeah, I did some cocksucking in both audios, but I just do it on a dildo. And strangely, you know, the dildo isn't very forthcoming with the feedback. Okay, sorry, one last time. Are you sure about this? Okay. So if this were an audio, I'd narrate everything that I'm doing. So right now I would say, I'm walking over to you, and now I'm kneeling between your legs while you're sitting in a recliner. And I'm unbuckling your belt, unzipping your pants, and taking out your cock. Oh, fuck. This is so weird. No, I didn't mean your cock is weird shit. I'm sorry. I meant you're like my best friend, and I had no clue you were hiding such a perfect hard cock under there. Can I kiss it? Okay, so if I started just like lightly licking it like this, do you think people would like that? Yeah, I'm just not sure how well the sound would show up on my microphone, but it seems like you really like it. Licking it up and down. From the base to the tip. And this is when I would probably start sucking. Hey, is it okay if I talk dirty a bit? Well, I just feel like if this were an audio, I'd have to intersperse dirty talk with the sucking noises. Yeah, I mean stuff like, I love your cock, baby. Yeah, fuck, it's so hard. Yeah, I love the way you taste. Yeah, you like those? Look up into your eyes, okay. Thank you for letting me do this with you. Yeah, I think it's really helping. I don't want to stop. Okay, you're right. We have more things to try. Okay, so if we were using your idea from earlier, the one where you have to punish the slutty librarian for shushing you, how do you think the guy would want to, like, fuck the librarian? Or what do you think would be hottest? Okay, I like that. Okay, you stay sitting. We'll pretend this is like a reading chair or something, and you've somehow blackmailed the librarian into riding your cock. Okay, let me get up here. No, wait, this is... Am I squishing you? No, sorry, I'm afraid if I put my weight down on you all the way, I'll squish you. Okay, fine. All right, let me Grab your cock and I'll guide it into my pussy.
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe I'm using those words around you. Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck. No. No, it's good. It's so good. Yeah, it's like hitting a different spot than I'm used to. Yeah, it feels so fucking good. Okay. Wait, I guess if I was the librarian, I'd be angry or something. In this scenario, like, oh, I can't believe you're making me do this. You're banned from the library for life, you dirty librarian blackmailer. And then, especially if his cock felt as good as yours does, I'd start liking it. Yeah, like, oh my god, I can't believe how good this feels. Oh, your cock is stretching out my little pussy. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm really gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna come. No, for real, I mean. I'm really gonna come. Fuck. Shit. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. No, I really wanted to last longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, wait. 1 second. No. Oh, forget that. Forget the scenario. That was amazing. Just now. No, now it's your turn. How do you want to come? Like, what position? No, no. Forget that librarian stuff. Here, look at me. That felt so fucking good. I need to return the favor. How do you want to fuck me? I should have guessed. No, I mean, I've seen you staring at my ass when you thought you were being sneaky. Can I just maybe suck it a bit more? I just love those little noises you were making when I had your cock in my mouth, and I don't know if you'll let me do this again when you come to your senses. Okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I love tasting myself on your cock. Yeah. It felt so fucking good inside me. Okay. Okay, you seem really close. Okay, let me just get up and I'll bend over the chair. And you can fuck me from behind. Okay, here. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready for your cock. Fuck. Oh no, I like this one even more. Bent over for you. Will you fuck me so fucking hard? Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Yeah, you can spank me. Oh, yeah. Keep slapping my fucking ass. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're gonna come in me? So, if this were real audio, I'd end it by doing something like this. Reaching my hand down there and scooping up some of your cum. And saying, I knew you were full of good ideas.